VOA News. Venezuela's socialist government said that it would suspend negotiations with its opponents and retaliation for the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro on facing money laundering charges. The announcement capped a tumultuous day that saw businessman Alex Saab placed on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after a 16-month flight by Maduro and fight by Maduro and allies, including Russia, who consider the Colombian-born businessman a Venezuelan diplomat. Six American oil executives held on house arrest were picked up by security forces in what may be a sign that relations between Washington and Caracas could be upended after months of quiet diplomacy since Joe Biden entered the White House as president. The fatal stabbing of a British lawmaker has cast fresh doubt on the continued viability of what he had called the great British tradition of parliamentarians readily meeting voters. The regular and roving surgeries that British legislators hold for their constituents set them apart from lawmakers in some other countries where the governed rarely, if ever, get to meet those who govern them. In an era of polarized politics, terrorist threats, and frequent anger on social media being accessible has become fraught with risk. In the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region, a year of war and months of government-enforced deprivation left the city of 500,000 people with a rapidly dwindling stock of food, fuel, medicine, and cash. The Associated Press drew on dozens of interviews with residents for the most detailed picture yet of life under the blockade. This is VOA News. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in front of the presidential palace in Khartoum Saturday, calling for the military to seize power as Sudan grapples with the biggest political crisis in its two-year-old transition. The military and civilian groups have been sharing power in the East African country in an uneasy alliance since the toppling of long-standing President Omar al-Bashir in 2019. But following a failed coup attempt in September attributed to forces loyal to Bashir, military leaders have been demanding reforms to the so-called Forces of Freedom and Change coalition and to the civilian cabinet. Civilian leaders, however, have accused them of aiming for a power grab. A group of 17 U.S. missionaries, including children, has been kidnapped in Haiti. That's according to a voice message sent to various religious missions by an organization with direct knowledge of that incident. The message from the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministry said the missionaries were on their way home from building an orphanage. The message states that the mission's field director has been working with the U.S. Embassy and that the field director's family and one other unidentified man stayed at the ministry's base while everyone else visiting the orphanage was abducted. Judges around the United States are increasingly being asked to weigh in on the deworming drug ivermectin as COVID-19 treatment. At least two dozen lawsuits have been filed around the U.S., many in recent weeks, by people seeking to force hospitals to give their COVID-stricken loved ones the drug, which is for parasites. It has been promoted by conservative commentators as a treatment despite a lack of evidence that it helps people with the virus. It's been a mix of results in state courts, though. Some judges have refused to order hospitals to give it. Others have ordered medical providers to give the medication despite concerns that it could be harmful. Police in Peru have seized nearly 5 tons of drugs following anti-narcotics operations nationwide. On Friday, dozens of bags of seized marijuana and cocaine were on display and guarded by soldiers on the streets of Lima. The 4 9-ton haul is made up of some 3 tons of marijuana and about a ton of cocaine substances seized from a number of locations, including one jungle area. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.